News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So we got all kinds of things happening in the news these days. I mean, not the least of which is Elon Musk said today he will lift the Trump ban on Twitter once he takes over. That's interesting. But you know, the national story that started right here in this listening area is the one that to me garners the most impact in terms of its national news. It's breaking news, and that is the situation that happened with the correctional officer over in Lauderdale County, and the convicted felon accused murderer who she helped escape. So Vicky White, in case you haven't heard, Vicky White was her name. Casey White is his name. Allegedly, they weren't related, although apparently after everything ended last night, because the police or the enforcement, I think it's U.S. Marshals actually, finally tracked him down in Evansville, Indiana. Anyway, Vicky White apparently took her own life once they wrecked their car. As he was getting out and being, you know, cuffed, the escaped felon, Casey White, said that that was his wife. So I don't know. I don't know what the status is. All I know is this was a sad situation. And I agree with the statements being made by the folks in the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office. They said this has taken them by surprise, that she had been like a part of their family for so many years that nobody saw this coming. And whatever the case may be, it had a very sad ending. So yeah, there's that ending. You know, there's some awful comments being said on Twitter, things that aren't necessary. Let's just put it this way. Didn't have to happen this way. It was very sad. I'm not sure who overlooked what or what issues she had in her life that caused her to do this. But the reality is it ended tragically, and I hope this guy, Casey White, goes away for a long time, and I hope that if he indeed is guilty of murder, that he is he sees the ultimate penalty. So there's that. All right, listen, 2:25 p.m. right now. Let me just say there's some other crazy stuff happening in the news. So I'm going to be doing a section today a little bit later called Outrageous Outrage, things that liberals are saying right now. Now, when I did this, I went through and I pulled all the stories I could find that related to actual elected officials making official statements from their platform, if you will. You know, like basically using their own bully pulpit to say things that are completely outrageous. But I can't look aside from a tweet. Is it a tweet? Yeah, it's a tweet that came out from one of these abortion groups that is just beside themselves because how dare the Supreme Court consider, you know, overturning Roe v. Wade. Well, in response, one particular group, which group is it? Hang on a second. Let me scroll back up and find it. Oh yeah. It's that group that, called Ruth sent us. They idolize the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And they said this in their tweet as to Catholics. They said, stuff your rosaries and your weaponized prayer. We will remain outraged after this weekend, so keep praying. We'll be burning the Eucharist to show our disgust for the abuse Catholic churches have condoned for centuries. That is just, to me, that is so beyond the pale. That's not even rhetoric anymore. That is, I mean, there's some kind of almost like spiritual warfare going on in the midst of that. There's levels of hate and disgust and evil written into statements like that, that they're not just, by the way, they're not just saying it on a Twitter, you know, while they wear their pajamas in their mommy's basement. They're organizing marches and going to people's houses and casting threats. We just had one pro-life center firebombed up in Wisconsin over the weekend. You know, we've got Supreme Court justices that are having to be moved along with their families to safe locations because of threats being made against them and people marching on their houses. We've got a Biden administration that won't say jack about it because it goes to their benefit to allow this kind of outrage to continue. But yeah, so here I am putting together a segment of my show today called Outrageous Outrage, and this Ruth Sent Us group says the word themselves. They say, stuff your rosaries and your weaponized prayer, we will remain outraged. And went on to say they're burning the Eucharist. Well, I got news. There's going to be some burning one day. It's going to be in the afterlife, and I'm pretty sure it's them. Anyway, there's that. Okay, listen, we got a full show for you. I'm excited to have Stephanie Smith coming on at 3 p.m. She'll be talking with us about local Alabama. Basically, here's the deal, folks. We've got folks right now that need to know that they can still have an impact on state politics, even at the local level, local Alabama. We're going to talk to Stephanie Smith about that. I got about a minute and a half, and I see I got a caller. Copper, is that call ready to go? You good to go for that? Wait, she says. Thank you, Copper. I will wait. I can wait maybe, 30 seconds, Copper? So what are we going to do? All right. Well, listen, folks, I'm just going to tell you, lots of information in the show today. You're going to want to hear it. Copper, go ahead and tell him to hang on during the break. There's no way I can do his call justice. So we'll get that right after the break when we come back. Okay, folks, listen, rightsideradio.org. I usually say it right about now, but I'll go ahead and say it now for you at the last second here before I go out. Rightsideradio.org, that's our website. Check it out, everything you want on there, including listen live. So no matter where you are in the big wide world, you go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org, and yeah, that's right. You can just listen to us. I always say, no matter where you is, there we is, which is what accounts for the fact that we have people that call in from all over the place, way outside the usual range. So yeah, rightsideradio.org. All our stuff is on there. We can do a whole lot with you on that site. You can send us emails through that site. You can shop on the Right Side store through that site. You can pick up our podcast. And most importantly, you can also listen live by just clicking on it from wherever you are in the world. All right, well, I expect we got a break coming now. So listen, folks, stay tuned, because the terse topic on this is Alabama's purple politics. You may be surprised to know that despite the fact that we have a Republican majority, Republican supermajority, that we have no statewide elected Democrats, that for some reason people are referring to our politics as a little more purple than you might expect. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So time now, 2:35 p.m. I got two folks that hung on during the break. Let me grab line two first, Copper. That's Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Hey, doing really good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Being in the right place at the right time.
Oh, wow. What's going on?
I'm about 10 feet away from where the Alabama couple were caught.
Oh, no kidding? What are you doing there?
I had a doctor's appointment in Evansville today, so I stopped by and checked it out.
Well, you are indeed Jeff from Indiana. So, yeah, that's, wow. Okay, so.
You've got pictures on the text line I sent you.
Okay, I can't see it from where I am sitting right now, but I'll check that out later. So I guess that was all the news up there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty big stuff, yeah.
What did he run off in a ditch or hit a telephone pole? What happened?
Yeah, it's right along Highway 41. It's all within just about a mile of the airport here in Evansville, Dress Regional. And it looks to me like, I guess they crashed him, I guess. I don't know if they did a head-on or what they did, but they got him into a ditch here by Anchor Industries and Black Equipment Rental, or Black Equipment. And it's it's about maybe an eighth a mile or less off the main highway there on a little road called Brunch Drive.
Wow. Well, that's it was a very sad ending, too. According to the news reports we're seeing down here, the female, Vicky White, took her own life apparently right after they wrecked.
Yeah, she had everything to lose, and he didn't have anything to lose, I guess, because he was already got capital murder against him. So,
no, that's true.
To take his life for sure.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, what a great way to phrase it. All right, Jeff, man, we appreciate you giving us a call from the scene. That just provides some background color commentary to the story. And yeah, thanks. You be careful where you are. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Jeff from Indiana, live on the scene. We're so big now, we even have like remote live scene reporters elsewhere around the world. How about that?
Doing our work for us.
I'm just saying, our war correspondent there, Jeff from Indiana. That's interesting. It's amazing to think that, I mean, the show just has this kind of like scope that things happen. Like here he is on the scene where the actual event that is national news that started in this listening area took place. That's strange. What a coincidence. Okay. Hey, line three though, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing today?
I'm awesome, Phil. And,
good.
Very tragic, that news of the prison guard lady and then the stupid, unfortunate choices she made. I was actually going to comment, if that's okay, on the abortion protesters, the obnoxious, repulsive abortion protesters, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Sure, go ahead.
So I review Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know Barack Obama was a huge fan. Hillary Clinton became a huge fan. And I'm looking at the tactics at play with these well-briefed, orchestrated, obnoxious individuals, and they're literally, I mean, stealing directly from Alinsky's playbook on a lot of these rules, keeping the pressure up. Ridicule is man's greatest tactic. There's no defense against it. You push a negative hard enough, it'll break through and work for you. Being as loud and obnoxious as you can be, knowing you're in the wrong, but feeling that you're in the right, and generally, the more concerned about being politically correct, usually conservative Republicans will bow and give you what you want. And in this case, these people who are illegally and obnoxiously protesting outside the justices' homes, they're breaking the law. They're breaking federal law, and the fact that they haven't been locked up just amazes me.
No, it amazes me too, and you're absolutely right. I mean, I've actually done kind of a piece or two in my monologues over the last year about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and you're absolutely right. I mean, and you said use the phrase stealing from it. I would say they're actually just following it. I think that you're holding it in their hands and reading from it and saying, "Here's what we do next." It's like a playbook, like a football team's playbook.
The point of ridicule, there was a commentator, a show on WVNN on Saturday, I think, and I can't be sure if that's not a labor type thing, but the gentleman who was hosting it was exactly quoting from Alinsky in a ridiculous attack on Christians and overgeneralizing, as in all Republicans are Christians who on one hand don't want abortion, but who would absolutely refuse to take care of the children once they're born, which is a ridiculous straw man that you hear all the time.
Oh yeah,
I was pretty amazed with that fellow on Saturday.
Well, that show on Saturday is an entirely different. I mean, basically, if you want to hear liberal left talking points, the only time you can get it on VNN is early on a Saturday morning. So that tells you something.
And that was exactly what they were: textbook far left socialist talking points, not facts, not even coherent arguments.
It's a waste of airtime, in my opinion, but especially with this audience. I mean, I'm not sure they have much of a following around here. Maybe that's why they're on Saturday mornings when everybody else is mowing grass and doing things they care about. But hey, Sparky, great call. Appreciate you as always, and thanks for chiming in. So Saul Alinsky, the Rules for Radicals. If you're not familiar with it, I encourage you, do like Sparky, look it up. All you do is just Google it, and you can find summaries here and there. But Saul Alinsky was a radical that wrote this book called Rules for Radicals, and it basically said, here's how you do it. And if you look back at the major liberal campaigns since that time, you'll almost, just like Sparky said, you will find the playbook being used. Right down to, and by the way, he's right. President Obama, Secretary Hillary Clinton, they loved it, and they touted it. I know Obama. When I say I know, you know, I don't want to get too far afield here. My recollection was that Obama actually is quoted as having addressed the Rules for Radicals. But the truth of the matter is this: you can look and see the way that the radical left goes about the business of pursuing their aims, and you will find the playbook, Rules for Radicals, almost verbatim, taking place. And it's outrageous. And it's a perfect example of what I'm going to be covering in number two on the Triple Dipper, assuming I can get to it today, because this show has already taken on a life of its own. But the reality is, yes, the outrageous outrage that I've got labeled as one of my segments here for today's show, you might as well just call it Rules for Radicals. Well, listen, so coming up at the top of the hour, got my friend Stephanie Smith coming on. Stephanie's been on the show before. She is sharp as a tack. And when she talks about state politics, she talks from having been on the inside. She talks from having been, you know, in the field trying to work the issues. And she also talks from now being a part of a group called Local Alabama. Local Alabama is an organization that is designed for the sole purpose of trying to affect our state politics for conservative values and encourage people to get actively engaged. So, story on 1819news.com this morning. It was kind of neat because I actually contacted Stephanie, I think last Friday, I think it was. Maybe it was over the weekend. And I said, hey, what are you doing on Tuesday? You got time to come on the show? Let's talk politics. Okay. So anyway, she's already scheduled. And then boom, this morning, as I'm getting ready for the show, I see on 1819 News as of today that Local Alabama, her group, just launched a new video called Vote Conservative. Now, I posted it on my Twitter feed. If you want to follow me on Twitter and you don't already, it's @Sen, that's S-E-N, @Sen Phil Williams. And you'll scroll down a couple, you'll find it. Or you can also go to 1819news.com and find it. So here's the story. Local Alabama just launched a video that basically the theme of it is don't just vote Republican, vote conservative. Because I've said on this show multiple times, man, there's a difference. I mean, look at some of the crap coming out of just Montgomery alone. You look at it and go, okay, but you're a Republican, but they're not conservative. Now, I'm not saying that about everybody down there. We got some down there that I really appreciate. I mean, Senator Sam Gavan always scores very high. You've got folks like Shay Shelnut in the state Senate. You've got people like Arnold Mooney and Jim Carnes in the House and other Andrew Sorrell, who are extremely conservative, and it shows. But by and large, leadership in Montgomery is basically taking things down what I would call a purple track. We are a red state with purple politics too often. So the video that I'm talking about by Local Alabama, it offers some critique to the decisions that are being made down in Montgomery, to include things like Governor Kay Ivey, when she blamed the unvaccinated for a spike. Remember I've talked about that on the show? It's infuriating. When you hear your Republican governor, who's now running as an ultra-conservative, when she says things like, somebody asked her, what's it going to take to get people to get these shots? Her response was, I don't know, you tell me. Folks are supposed to have common sense, but it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down. I mean, who says that? That was just a lashing out. That was basically, you might as well go ahead and say, I now work for the Biden administration. I'm going to go ahead and tell you vaccine mandates are the way to go. I mean, that's how in line with the theme from D.C. that her comments were. Well, the point being is that is not a conservative position, but yet she is definitely a Republican incumbent governor. And it goes on to say, in Alabama, the video says, and it's true, violent protesters had a right to assemble, but those seeking to worship together did not. Big box and liquor stores remained open while small businesses were shut down and put out of business. School children were forced to wear masks and minors were granted the right to vaccinate without parental consent. Yes, all of that happened. It all happened and more. We also saw things like medical marijuana passed. We also saw things like arguing over the expansion of casino gaming. We also saw things that just went, I could go on and on. We also have big spending with no tax breaks, far more than most blue states. It's unbelievable. We have grown government over the last few years at exponential rates, whereas a few years back, we were downsizing government. Well, if we are a red state, why is it that we seem to have a lot of purple politics? Well, it's the elected officials, but not necessarily the electorate, all right? I'm going to come back from this break, and I've got some stuff here in my hands that I'm going to just kind of walk you through. What do Gallup polls say about Alabama? Or for that matter, Copper moves to a break. Well, for that matter, what do we have in terms of rankings from other polling that says, Alabama, you appear to have a bunch of conservative folks. So why then, pray tell, are our politics purple? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, opinion piece in the Trussville Tribune right here in Alabama, just, gosh, what is this? This is 2 weeks ago. A friend of mine, Paul DeMarco, used to serve in the Alabama State House. He's an attorney, a conservative guy down in the Birmingham area. I believe he lives in Mountain Brook. Anyway, Paul DeMarco wrote a piece, quote, "Will Alabama Republican primary elections bring us more conservatives to the legislature?" Okay, great question. But here's his premise. He said, "Members of the Alabama House of Representatives and Senate serve for four-year terms. However, Alabama lawmakers have no term limits, so some stay for a few years while others serve for decades." He said, "What is for certain in the is the past 4 years have been viewed as the most liberal group of legislators in recent state history." And he's right. He says, despite the fact that Republicans hold the supermajority in both the Alabama legislative chambers, Democrats have successfully blocked conservative bills. It's unbelievable. And so it's not just me saying it. What I'm telling you here is other people are seeing it. It is being talked about around the state. It's being talked about around the nation. There's an organization right now that I'm, you know, pretty fond of, Club for Growth. I was a Club for Growth Foundation Fellow. I went through some, you know, seminars and training and different things. Got a chance to meet a lot of great people because of it. It was a good opportunity for me to hear others talk about conservative policy, politics, and policy and politics. But they have sprung off a new organization. You've heard about the Freedom Caucus. Well, the Freedom Caucus is the most conservative members of Congress. Well, the State Policy Freedom, the State Freedom Caucus Network has now sprung out of Club for Growth. A friend of mine, Andy Roth, is running it. And what they're doing right now is they're trying to find the most conservative members of the legislative bodies for the different state legislatures and form state-level freedom caucuses. I would love to have that here. However, right now, they're not willing to come to Montgomery. Right now, they have started a Freedom Caucus in Georgia, and they just announced one yesterday for Illinois, of all places. Now, I'm not sure what sparked them to go to Illinois, because I cannot imagine that the state that includes, like, Lori Lightfoot as mayor of Chicago, I can't imagine that being a more conservative venue. But Paul DeMarco makes the point. We're not going by what we say we are. Here's a piece I pulled off of worldpopulationreview.com. Don't ask me much about that website. I don't go there before. But I found this Gallup poll that was done. Gallup poll in 2018 said that of all the states, having reviewed them and have done a very large poll across the nation, that they found that Alabama tied for second most conservative overall. Mississippi's first. It says Mississippi is the most conservative state in the U.S. 50% of the population identifies as conservative, 29% moderate, 12% are liberal. It said the smallest percentage of every state in terms of liberals. They've got the highest conservative gap, they call it. Conservative gap meaning the number of people who identify as conservative over moderate. And it says in the 2016 election, 57.9% of Mississippi voters voted Republican. Okay, there's that. Then there's Wyoming. And then there's, tied with Wyoming, is Alabama. It says this, Alabama is tied with Wyoming as the second most conservative state in the country, with 46% of voters identifying as conservative, not just Republican, but as conservative. Alabama has the second highest conservative advantage gap of 32 points, making it a, quote, highly conservative state. Alabama's voted Republican in the last 8 presidential elections. 62.1% of voters voted Republican in 2016. And yeah, that's who we are. That's who the people are. Here's another one that was done. This one came out on AL.com. AL.com ran this article in February of 2019 based on a separate poll. This one was done, I've forgotten now who did this one. But in all, It says that in this case, it moved Wyoming a little further down, but that Alabama still plays second in the nation among the most conservative states. It says conservative states are the ones who are more likely to identify as conservative than liberal. 25 states have a conservative advantage. 19 states are deemed highly conservative, and we are among those. California, you'd think they would be uber liberal. No, California's a split. 29% conservative, 29% liberal, 36% moderate. It's the moderates in the middle that keep driving the politics to purple. So if we are a conservative state, why then do our politics see things like raising your gas taxes without any reforms on the places where the money is spent, on growing government exponentially, on passing marijuana, on arguing over the idea of expansion of casino gaming and giving monopolies, not just casino licenses, but monopolies on casino licenses? Why then do we have things like record surpluses in our budgets, but zero amount of, for the most part, zero amount of appreciable tax benefit to the citizens? How do we have a governor who said that it was the unvaccinated who were to blame? Why did we shut down businesses and churches? I look at it all and I go, daggum. If our state is as conservative as we say we are, then how is it our politics don't reflect that? It's frustrating. All right, we're going to a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk with my friend Stephanie Smith, local Alabama. She's been around state politics for a while, and they've got a new video out. We'll talk about that and more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.